And it is John Gibbons with the first of our tour diaries. Now, normally, this is people out and about, out in America. I'm doing it from back here. The guys are flying over. But as ever, early bird gets the worm. Beth Lindoff is in Chicago already. She's putting Neil, Craig and Keo to shame. Because that while snoozing on an aeroplane after a big night out in Dublin doing a live show. Beth, you've spoken to the manager already, doing bits. I was teasing you on Instagram because you were at the baseball, and all the while you had in your back pocket ready to go. Sit down with the manager.
Been hustling away. So a few of us were lucky enough to sit down with him on Tuesday. It would have been, so it was the first day that they were there. We all flew out on the Monday, and it was just really nice, to be honest, because obviously, you know, in this job you see the manager a lot. In terms, you see them at press conferences, and you know, you might get the occasional 5-10 minutes with them here or there, but because of just the nature of how busy they are, you very rarely get to have a prolonged amount of time with them. A few of us got about probably about 45 minutes with him at the hotel, which was just really nice. Just nice to introduce yourself, to have a little bit of a chat about, you know, he was talking about how he loves to cycle. He was talking about, you know, he's been sorting out his kids' schools in Liverpool, and he was saying how he'd been to Liverpool quite a lot when he was younger, when he was a player in Bilbao, because there weren't actually that many connections to places from near him, but Liverpool was one of the places that he could get to quite easily. So he was on about, he used to come and check out the Christmas markets, which we said, to be fair, is probably like not necessarily something you'd recommend when coming to Liverpool, of all the great things that there is to do. But it was great. It was really nice. And I think sort of the overwhelming takeaway is that he's a deeply impressive guy. I think we all sort of, you know, got that impression anyway. You don't get to where he's got to without being that. But came across really, really well. Although he did say, and he made this point a couple of times, you know, essentially, doesn't matter if he says the right thing, doesn't matter if he, you know, if he's spot on in his press conferences, and if results aren't going well on the pitch and performances aren't what fans want to see, then it won't matter. And you know, he's absolutely right. I think he's very pragmatic about the job ahead. I think he's very reasonable, very level-headed. Really, really positive, positive chat. Didn't give loads away, but again, that's probably quite good. I think he's someone who likes to play his cards close to his chest a little bit, while also being, you know, as honest as he can be. So yeah, very good first impression.
Yeah, I'm interested in all this time he spent in Liverpool as like a young man. Did he say any more? Has he done the Beatles tour? Has he done the Duck Bus? What's he been up to?
Well, we did try and press him on that, because we were all expecting, like, you know, the classic Beatles tour at the very least, a bit of Cavern Club. He didn't really go into too much detail on what he'd done. He just sort of said him and his wife had been to the Christmas markets, which again,
maybe just got on the ale and like didn't want to say. Basically, yeah. Went to Matthew Street, a few scenes missing, but you know, didn't want to, which would be fair enough.
The blob shop, Smokey Moe's,
exactly.
So we don't quite know what Andoni's Liverpool exploits were, but we do know very much what his plans are now for Liverpool. And I think just fundamentally, I think the biggest takeaway was how much it for him is about that collective, that sense of togetherness, that sense of putting the team before yourself, which, you know, obviously all managers subscribe to that idea, but it really did feel like with him that is something that's really important. He spoke really well about sort of Spanish coaches, because obviously sort of last season pretty much every trophy was won by a Spanish coach or a Basque coach, and he said, you know, in Spain we're not very good at individual sports, you know, the athletics and things like that, but actually when it comes to team sports, and obviously football chief among them, that they do so well because it's about putting the team before the individual.